What's popular, YouTube? Another day, another shameless ad plug on Thorin's channel.
Greetings, viewer and consumer, to your customized, baked-in advertisement for the brand I, the influencer and content creator you have chosen to view, will be marketing to you. Gamersups is a delicious energy formula, and they have other excellent products I heartily recommend. My favorite flavor is Sakura Splash. Due to listening to this intro, you can reduce the cost of purchasing said products on their website, gamersups.gg, by 10% using the affiliate code Thorin. End of advertisement. Vitality has won Blast Premier Open Rotterdam. I'm just going to call it Blast Rotterdam. They didn't drop a single map in the whole tournament. This is the third title in a row they've won. They won IEM Krakow. They won PGL Cluj-Napoca. And now they've won this Blast. So they're actually sort of recreating what they did last season, where they also last season failed to win the Blast Bounty, at least that time around though. They got knocked out in the quarters. This time they've made the semis of that. Then they've won three tournaments in a row. They obviously then went on to win like seven tournaments in a row, whatever it was. And as well as three titles in a row, they're also doing a streak again. So they won all those titles without dropping a series. They won 16 series in a row. Now, obviously, their record is 37 from last year, which I think not only will they not beat now, I don't think anyone will ever beat that in Counter-Strike history, especially not at this level of Counter-Strike, and they only attended the big events. Even this one of 16 series in a row is good for something absurd like sixth all time, because it's so rare you ever win series after series after series after series, going to multiple events, is spanning three big events. Also, they're on an insane, because they won all every map at this LAN, they are on a 20 map win streak. So no one even wins maps against this team. And on HLTV big events, which is like a certain amount of prize purse, and then they assign it. So if you don't know, that became a bigger deal from the middle of CSGO onwards. The early years barely had any. So when you see NIPs, that covers like there's like a massive like 6 to 8 month gap in on that one or something, because they didn't have big events very often back then. So they're second highest all time in map win streak at HLTV big events, behind NIP, who's first, the 2012-2013 original 87-0 and then beyond NIP. And they're tied with Na'Vi. I think it was even the Na'Vi from like 2018, but that one's even a little bit fugazi, like the Nip one, because that was where Na'Vi played like the CS Asia Championship, which I think like Nip was their second best team there or something, or maybe like Failing VP or something. So that was a bit of a scoffed event. And then I think there was even one other tournament that wasn't huge, but they did win like a Star Series or something. So there was like at least one big event they did win in that run, or maybe that included the IM Clone. I think it was ESL1 Cologne 2018 at the time. But yeah, anyway, they are second all-time, tied with Na'Vi behind NIP. And we'll see if they can get NIP. I think Chad Sponge said on Twitter that they'd have to win this next IM Rio. And then I think the first game in, I think he means Atlanta after that, which to be fair might be doable. But obviously winning without losing a single map in Rio is going to be hard. There's some really good teams there. But they can maybe keep the series streak going, because they do look unbeatable in series play. As I just said, coming into this tournament, they looked unbeatable because they've just looked so phenomenal at the last few tournaments. But admittedly, they didn't go to EPL, as the Falcons also didn't. Na'Vi won EPL without them present and looked pretty good doing so. Mikaze was having a glow-up. So people were thinking, you know what, maybe Na'Vi's the last hope to beat Vitality. They've got the tactical system, they've got Blade. Mikaze is actually sort of coming alive as a player. No one knew if that would continue. It actually did. He had another excellent tournament now. He's had two on the bounce now. So maybe actually Na'Vi is the second best team and the true hope to beat Vitality. Problem is, as Na'Vi showed here, no one can really beat Vitality right now. At least not with some sort of roster move or something changing or Vitality playing worse. None of which appears to be happening for anyone. So, at this tournament, they had all the big teams here, by the way. They were in this group. They played 9Z first, which was obviously a massive blowout. 9Z got DGT back, got Mayern, who was on MIBR a million years ago. Aside from that, it's not a particularly good team. It's just a height in it. It's just whatever. Destroyed them completely. Really easy. Everyone just smurfing all over them. Spoiler, all three of these would have excellent tournaments and be competing for MVP by the end. So easy work. You're even winning on a fucking overpass. Not really one of the maps you play that often. Then you played Mongols, already a shock, because why am I playing Mongols second round? I thought I'd be playing Mouse, who I always beat anyway, but Mouse lost to Mongols, got humiliated. So you play Mongols, had one close map, which was the overpass that you're not playing as much, but you actually destroyed on Mirage, a map that everyone was saying and hyping, that's the map that you have a chance against. Well, Mongols love Mirage and they couldn't get shit done on that one. Because as you see, as you can imagine, there's a firepower gap on this team. Now, the big problem you have is 9-10 is normally the guy you need to carry. Cobra Zero is just all right. Techno actually overperformed. Problem is Blitz, normally a fragging ideal play like shit. And then here's the big deal. Zero's really good. He's carrying 1.7 rating. He wasn't even top rated in the fucking server. Because look at Flames. This event, this beginning of the year, Flames has mega numbers. But this event, Flames was my MVP. Look at him fucking two maps. He has 58 kills. Remember, he's not only the entry and the hard entry sometimes, but this is fucking Mirage Overpass, boys. This isn't easy work going on T-side. And certainly gets loads of flashes. He has the scouting. He has backup. People help. He has people like Zebu trading him. But here's the thing. He sometimes plays with a bloody Mac-10, which admittedly can be a good weapon in the way he uses it and kind of he run a little route. But this guy cooked them. He just absolutely cooked them. So you already knew, fuck, they're in good form. But what's funny is, they were just getting easy opponents. Because look, you got 9T first. Fair, if you're supposed to start with a bad team. Get Mongols in the semi, right? In the final, surely we're going to get Team Spirit, right? With Donk. No, because Spirit lost to Paravision. And not even very close series. So as a result, you end up playing Paravision, who, spoiler, cannot really fuck with Vitaly. Look, Paravision, I think, with Jim, have the best CT side calling in the world. And this series showed you it. Go watch this series and you'll see some masterful CT side reading, gambling. He makes reads and gambles with no information. There's no information player from the CTs. There's no like massive giveaway or tell for the conditioning from the Ts. Jim just has the best read on CT side in the world. Vitaly even looked shocked at some of the times on Inferno when they would rotate in a sense of like, what the fuck? How have they got the stack when we just contacted here? And then how when we faked, did they have the rotate there already when they couldn't know where we were rotating and not just going to delay attack the site? So actually it ended up being a much better series than you expect. The problem is when Vitality's in this form, you can't fuck with them. So actually Paravision fragged pretty well all in all. The problem was Zelo was having a nightmare fucking game. Which one was it? Yeah, this one, the Mirage one, had 9 kills. An easy sort of tip of the spear for me. So where's just your guy who like CT frags, he's a bit of a turret, sits like in the sights. Jim, he's not going to out-op Zewu, is he? Zewu smurfed this one, but Flames was excellent again. Rops was good still. This generally was just a good fragging series by Vitality. And obviously Zewu won that fucking unbelievable 1v5 on Inferno, which was really fucking dope, wasn't it? So they won the group without losing a map, at which point everyone started hyping up this map win streak that they're on. So they go straight to the semis. In the semis, they draw Aurora, who's beaten Mongols. Now, Aurora can be a really hot team. They were obviously the team last year as Eternal Fire, who had the only win over Vitality in the first season in BO3 play, which was right in the opening of the Blast Bounty in the round of 8. They beat them, thanks also to the Anubis. So you come along here. Now, the problem you have is this. Vitality doesn't give a fuck against Aurora. So since they know Aurora aren't some masters of ancient, they're like, we'll just remove you, Anubis. We don't even play it. So as a result, you couldn't get a good veto. Inferno Nuke is not where Aurora is going to be able to win here. Like, you have some chances on Inferno, but even then, you weren't going to win there. So the issue is, you didn't even make it close. You got completely stomped first half. You just got stomped the whole way through. Flames is smurfing again. Just a 1.83 rating, a massive round turn. Rops was fucking sick. Zewu was good, but he didn't even have to be insane. Even Mezzi's putting good numbers up. Major top frag this series. Had the best rating. Wicadia is actually, at the moment, the player playing the best for Aurora. Santara's shit the bed, 14 kills over two maps. So this was actually a very easy semi-final, I've got to say. They not only kept their semi-final streak going, what is it now, like 19 top fours in a row, something absurd. It's either 17 or 19, I think it was 19. But also, this was just easy, light work in the semis. So you go to the final. Thankfully, you did get the hyped matchup of the team that just won Pro League and was doing well in this tournament. Because Na'Vi got there and were looking in good form. Problem with the final was, this looks closer than it is. Like, this looks like, oh, that's not bad. Na'Vi could have won these two maps. I'll get into that. So the main problem you had with this final was this. In this veto, Na'Vi, in theory, is the team that has the map pool to have a chance against Vitality. Because they can play Anubis, so you can even pick it as they did here. It's one of the few maps Vitality, not only is weaker on, but they just probably don't put as many hours in on. The problem then is, the other maps you need is, you need Ancient, which Na'Vi has, so you can force them to do the Niche Max. As Aurora showed, if you play Anubis but not Ancient, then Vitality will just let the ancient float come through. They'll just ban your Anubis. So you have to force them to stay honest with the ancient ban. Then you pick Anubis, and then you've got to go with Mirage as the third map, isn't it? Problem is, Mirage was fourth here, so you'd have had to have won the Anubis on one of these maps to get to it, and you couldn't. Even though this looks really close, I can tell you, the Anubis was actually Vitality running away with it massively first half, and then Na'Vi on, I think, their T-side getting back into it, and then it just... It was mainly when Vitality would be on like 11 or 12 rounds that Na'Vi would make the big comebacks. Dust2 was the same. Vitality was way up. What was it, like 12-6 or something crazy on this after the big T-half? Notice all the T-halves. They're winning every T-half, by the way, because of Flames being insane. And then even Rops in this final was unbelievable. And so as a result, Na'Vi started coming back into it, but they just couldn't get it done. Also, Vitality won so many of the big clutches. Like on Anubis especially, they won so many, like 1VX and 2VX post plants. You just can't fuck with this team. And then here's the real story of the final. Rops carried so hard that actually HLTV gave him the MVP. Everyone else thought it was between Ziwu and Flames. And since Ziwu was good, but he wasn't like insane. He just had some maps. And Flames was all right, but was insane in the rest of the tournament. I personally would have given it to Flames or Rops. I don't hate the Rops. I think all three of these are legitimate. I don't think it was a robbery here. But I personally would probably have given it for Flames for what he did in the rest of the tournament. Then again, I guess they didn't play as good opposition, really. This is the only time they really played someone excellent, right? Although, at this point, how can you really... Look, Paravision aren't a really strong team. But actually, with the rankings, they would still have to be a top 14, probably, for most people, realistically. So I guess that was a good team. It's not the same as Na'Vi in a BO5. So I also can understand the Rops angle. I've got to say, this just shows how it's hard to win. Also, on Anubis, when it was like 11-10 or something... Oh, don't worry. They just pulled out a triple stack with Ziwu, who got this like crazy CT orb through those windows, just a free kill onto the T, and just got to open the round 5v4. By the way, I think there was some stat Yumi told me when I did my watch party, that like Vitality in this tournament was like 45% win rate when they are 4v5. If you don't know, 4v5, an excellent win rate is usually like 30% or something, or 29%. 45, the idea that you lose a guy, so you're playing 4v5, and then you're almost 50-50 to win the round still. You can't fuck with that, guys. You are just not going to beat teams like that. Also, they were mega anytime Na'Vi won like a pistol or something. The amount of low-buy rounds they're able to win. Look, they sustained a few low-buy losses themselves with a bit of over-cockiness, but the amount of times they were able to force their way back with Tech-9s or 5-7s, Deagles, it was outrageous. It was absolutely outrageous. I think you can make the case for Ziwu. I don't hate the Rops one, even though I think it's a little bit more... I mean, the numbers are there in other metrics if you look them, check out B-Trams, etc. I personally would go for Flames. I think all three were excellent. I think he was so impactful. It allowed Ziwu to chill sometimes on maps there. It allowed Rops to not have to do as much earlier in the tournament. I think it's insane when a player plays it. I don't know, as an entry, aside from Donk, how many players are going to ever play like that and have a chance to win the MVP. So he was excellent. I think it would have been legit, but whatever. It is what it is. He's my MVP. How about that? Like, obviously, the strengths of Vitality. I think you could even argue this Vitality is better than the one in the first season last year. Look, it's hard to totally make that case in terms of stats because that one won 37 BO3/BO5 in a row. But then again, this one is just winning like 20 maps in a row and 16 sit, and also it's just excellent against everyone in the field, right? The key problem is this. Nobody can beat Vitality. Their map pool is too good. They play everything. They can even play the ancient if you force them to. They even beat Aurora when they did that Anubis ban back at Conclusion of Poker. Utility is the most underrated thing. What I hate is people keep making it sound like Vitality is like a Falcons that works, or like FaZe 2018 with just the craziest roster. It isn't. This isn't the craziest roster in terms of talent. This is Astralis style. Every player fits their spot. And like Astralis and Fnatic, the two other greatest teams of all time, they have like the rotating carries, where in Astralis, yeah, Olaf was the best player at Device, but you could have series where Magisk or Dupree carried, obviously, in Fnatic. Olaf Meister was the best player that year. But you know what? You had series where Flusher would carry or Crims would carry. Even JW early on could get the odd carry series off. So that is massive to keep you winning. And then this is the key thing. They not only have that like role distribution, swapping carry performances, but crucially for me, they are Astralis-esque in how good their actual utility usage is. Apex might be the best utility player in the world. He is unfucking believable at donking nades on people from CT side. It's actually bonkers how good he is. He puts up crazy numbers and just puts people constantly on like half health or 46 health taken off by a nade where he can't even see them and he just guesses where they're going to be based on a read or someone calling something. Then lastly, they've got the ambition. They've got that Astralis drive of like, it doesn't matter that we won this event and that one. They never seem to take a break. They get mad when they lose a round in a game that they end up winning and they win the map. They're on 20 map win streak. That is really, really hard to compete with. Because if you're someone like Na'Vi, you are sort of happy to be there. If you're someone like Spirit of Paris, you'd like to even make a final. If you're Falcons, you'd like to win a fucking playoff series. If you're Mouse, it's actually a nightmare right now. Then what? Aurora? I mean, they don't even know how to win finals against real teams. Mongols are only vaguely relevant. Foot are just too inexperienced. So right now, nobody can fuck with Vitality. Like, this looks like they're going to win the next major. They're going to win the Grand Slam and have a second Grand Slam. They're going to have the second era. And if you don't already think they're the greatest team of all time, part of me does, but I'm also going to go back and watch some old Astralis games and sort of dig into that and get a feel for some of the more minutiae there. They're going to get there eventually in terms of the trophies. That's the thing. They're going to exceed everyone else's trophy cabinet by the looks of it. Since time immemorial, great artists have been supported by patrons who believed in their work and wanted to contribute to their efforts. Well, what's more fitting than the greatest esports content artist being supported by my patrons, the Skrilluminati? So this video and the others on my channel was kindly supported by Toucan, Nikki, Jason, Jensen Gore, and you know it. A special thanks always goes out to Jerky's Minion. Would you like to ask a question in my video AMA? Want teasers? See who the upcoming guests are? Maybe you want to suggest a topic or a guest for my content? Or take part in one of those lengthy discussions where you get to set the topic? If any of these perks appeal to you, or others, put your money where your mouth is and join the Skrilluminati today. Where? In the description box, there is a Patreon link.